I find myself waking up often lately with a sigh. Well, I guess I have to do this again. The tsunami of negative news makes most days exhausting. So like an oil processing facility flaring off methane, I have a few things to get out of my system. What the beep is happening in our country? Our political system is led by a crime family in the Oval Office grifting in plain sight, while spineless leaders in Congress lack courage to do what's right because they're enamored with the perks of office. He who shall not be named campaigned in 2024 promising no more wars, especially the forever ones. Yet here we are with the thing in Iran looking like it's going to turn into another, forever war. Our healthcare system is a sick care system, encouraging profit-taking and empire-building and doing little to make us healthier. My daughter has fewer rights than her mother had. Thank you, Supreme Court. Our prison industrial complex continues to incarcerate young black and brown men at a record pace. Our bridges, roads, and energy infrastructure are crumbling while climate change denialists worship powerful oil companies. Our defense budget swells, larger than the next eight countries combined, while legislators claim we have no money to help those who might need a modest hand up. We glorify billionaires who make absurd amounts of wealth on the back of workers. Tax-exempt houses of worship are filled with those who seem content with our country sliding toward a theocracy. And modest housing seems unattainable, with the so-called American dream of ownership more distant than ever. Can't anybody here play this game? We're 250 years old now. We're not kids. Can't we do this any better? I'm Wester Worry. I guess I gotta get up tomorrow and do this again, and that's my perspective.